Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Evangeline Evershine, written by Al Shapiro, is about a bright and curious young girl who wonders where the sun disappears to every night and how it reappears every morning. So she and her father, who fortunately is an astronaut, blast off in a spaceship deep into space to investigate and to follow the sun's travels. What they discover is both amazing and simple. Evangeline learns a great deal about the sun, the earth, and space. The story of Evangeline arouses curiosity about heavenly bodies and provides rewards with fascinating information about space. Al Shapiro, an electronics engineer, father, grandfather, and author of the delightful children's book, Evangeline Evershine and the Case of the Biggest Disappearance Imaginable, is our guest on This Week in America. Al, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What a wonderful job you've done in writing this book, Evangeline Evershine. It has done so well. Where did the inspiration come from for this book and this particular story that you tell?
Well, it's hard to remember what actually inspired me to do it. Well, I know what inspired me to do it, actually. It was my grandchildren, who were, somewhere around 7 or 8 years old, twins, and they used to stay with us overnight periodically. Whenever they did, my wife and I would read a book to them or read something to them. And I was always interested in what their response was. And I would see what they responded to and how they responded. And I thought something like this would be most interesting to them. So the combination of all these things just got to me at one point and inspired me to write a book.
You know, it's amazing, and the book is receiving excellent reviews, being read by families all across the country. You'll find it at Amazon.com, at KingPagesPress.com, the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on Al's book. The book is Evangeline Evershine and the Case of the Biggest Disappearance Imaginable. You mentioned the twins, the grandchildren. In the picture on YouTube, we've got a picture of Al sitting there with the grandkids behind him holding a copy of the book. What was their reaction when you realized this was going to be the story and the reaction you were getting? Because they got smiles on their faces as they're behind you holding a copy of the book.
Well, I had actually gone over the book, the text anyway, with the grandchildren before I had it published. And they did have some corrections, some changes they wanted me to make, nothing really very large or important, but I made those changes anyway, so there are really three authors, the two grandchildren plus me.
You know, that's interesting. You had sort of your own focus group as you were writing this, and in looking at some of the reviews, the people are like, boy, he's got a real way of capturing how kids this age talk and what they're interested in and their phraseology, how they go about talking. And you basically, this came out of, it sounds like came out of the mouth of the mouths of the grandkids there. You really captured that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep, and people are impressed with that, and it sounds very realistic, the story that you're telling. Evangeline Evershine, our guest, is the author, Al Shapiro. Once you write the story, the text is done, boy, the job is just sort of beginning in terms of trying to get illustrations and artwork, and you really did well in finding someone who really brings your story to life. Talk about that, how making sure the artwork, the illustrations, complement the writing of your story.
Yeah, well, the illustrator, it turned out she was really great. Hannah was really fantastic. And we used to spend, once a week or whatever it was, just going over the text and seeing how best to illustrate it. And she picked up on it just so quickly. It was just as if she was traveling through space herself. She understood it, understood what I wanted to get across, and how best to present it for kids. So she really did a very good job.
And that was Hannah Gregory that did the artwork, the illustrations, and she really captured the essence of the story. I love the bright, colorful pictures that she has in the book. It really adds to sparking a child's imagination, doesn't it? Because they take your words and give them a whole new level with all of the pictures. It really enhances the story you're telling.
Yes, yes. She did a great job. We discussed everything. We discussed her artwork and how best to present it for children so that they would understand it and so that it would capture their interest.
When did you start writing this book? I want to talk about the process and how long it took for you once you got the idea to actually holding a copy of Evangeline Evershine in your hands. When did you start writing this?
I would guess, and this is only a guess, I would say probably about 2.5 years ago. It took actually one full year to get it published by Page Publishing.
Yes.
So Hannah Gregory and I were planning the book and writing the book and illustrating the book, I would say a good 6 months before the publication process started.
What age group are you trying to appeal to? And I say that knowing that, okay, this is a good story that kids will enjoy, that adults will enjoy reading to them or reading with them, with the children or the grandchildren. Who is the specific age group you have in mind with this?
Well, I would think that this would be appealing mostly to children who are in the age group of 4 or 5, up to about 7 or 8, I would say in that general age group.
And it brings back memories for parents too, as they're having the book read to them, or as I say, reading the book, sharing it with the child of what they went through, as they're seeing all these amazing things happen in the world and trying to make sense of all of these, like in this case, what happens to the sun? It's gone. Well, wait tomorrow morning, it's right back there. What are some of the themes that you address in the book that are important for children to learn? It's a great story, but there's some lessons behind this as well. What are some of the themes that you wanted to develop in Evangeline Evershine?
Well, actually, the themes are really very simple. What makes the sun disappear? The sun doesn't disappear. The sun stays right where it is, right where it always is, doesn't move. But the thing that makes it appear to move is that the Earth rotates. And as the Earth rotates, then at some points during the day, you see the sun. And during the night, you don't see the sun. But it's all because of the rotation of the Earth.
And you explain that so well. So you present that. So it's like, yeah, I can fully understand that now. I wonder what was happening, but now I fully understand it. Al Shapiro is our guest on the program. If you're Googling Al, it's Shapiro. Book available Amazon.com, the usual places. Evangeline Evershine. And go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to Amazon and get information on the book. I mentioned parents a couple of times, and this is a great book to share with the children. What do you hope that parents take away from reading the book? Adult people, whether it's parents or grandparents, you know, in your case, reading a story, what do you hope they enjoy about the story?
The reaction of their children and seeing their children learn something.
When you were making...
I mean, the concepts, the technical concepts are very simple.
Yes.
Very simple.
When you were reading, well, let's go back to even before reading, when you were telling stories to your grandkids when they were little, what was that like when you could actually see the looks on their faces as they were getting involved in the story that the grandpa's telling them? How much fun was that to make up stories and share them with the kids?
It was fantastic. It was just so heartwarming. So heartwarming. And they would love to come sleep over at our house. They live just 2 miles away, so we're very fortunate in having the grandchildren live so close. And we just read to them every night before they closed their eyes and went to sleep.
Did you ever think that someday you would be a writer of a successful children's book, a published author? Did you ever think that was going to happen?
Never. Not in my wildest dreams.
What was the most interesting thing maybe that you learned from writing the book for you? I mentioned your background, an engineer, electronics engineer. This is a whole new world for you. And it's coming up with ideas. It's expressing the ideas in a language that children will understand. It's getting the right illustrator, which you were able to do that brings those words to life. What's been interesting about you, in going through this process?
What is so interesting to me is I really don't know how to express it. It's just something that came to me, and it's just been very, very pleasant. It's beyond pleasant.
You know,
it's been very exciting for me to do this.
And how about the grandkids? They learn that, okay, Grandpa's going to write this book now, and they're helping you in shaping the text and getting that so everybody's happy with it to turn it into the publisher. When they were there with you, and maybe later, I don't know when you got copies of the book and opened them, what was it like when you get a copy of Evangeline Evershine for the first time, and there's your book, and the grandkids are there sharing that moment with you? I imagine that's something that will stay with you for life.
Well, it will. It will stay with me for life. But as far as the kids are concerned, they just took it as something that grandfather does or should do.
He tells a great story. He writes a great story. Publishes a great book as well. And you can have copies for your children, for your grandchildren. Evangeline Evershine and the Case of the Biggest Disappearance Imaginable. Al Shapiro is the author. Shapiro. Book at Amazon, the usual places. KingPagesPress.com as well. What do you think are some of the good elements, the important, strong elements of telling a good story, not just in book form, but you obviously have been able to capture the kids' attention when they were little and spending the night, wanting to spend the night to get some of Grandpa's stories. What are some of the strong elements in telling a story?
What are the strong elements? I think having the kids learn something they didn't know before. I think that's very impressive. I think they probably realize it. I'm sure they realize it, that they've learned something new. And so everybody in the room is very impressed. The grandparents who are telling the story, when they see the reaction of their kids, and also the kids, when they realize they've learned something new, you know, you can just see it on their faces.
Yes. The book is Evangeline Evershine in the Case of the Biggest Disappearance Imaginable. A couple minutes left with the author, Al Shapiro, in talking about this. Give me a little background on how you developed the characters. How did you develop Evangeline, for example, and then bring in her dad, who happens to be an astronaut, so they're able to hop on a spaceship and get answers that are quite tangible for Evangeline. How did you develop the characters?
Well, let's talk about how I developed the names. I thought, since the book is about sun and sunshine, I thought Evershine would be a good name for the child in the book. And once I had Evershine, then I thought Evangeline goes with it. Same number of syllables, sounds somewhat similar. And so I thought that would be great.
And it captures the attention. You bring in the father, and then he's explaining in terms that everybody can understand, especially Evangeline, what happens with the son. Let's talk about, you've published this book. Are you working on others? Do you have other stories?
I am. Once I was inspired to write the first book about Evangeline Evershine, it inspired me also to think about what other types of books and stories would also be appealing to children. And so right now, I'm writing another book. This time it'll be about the moon. So I have a whole series planned. So it'll be the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. I have a whole series planned to do. And it's very exciting. It's a very, very exciting. It's actually like almost a hobby.
Oh, yes.
Working on a hobby. And this has given me an awful lot of satisfaction. An awful lot.
I can tell the satisfaction in your voice of what you've been able to do. And this is just obviously starting many that you'll be able to write. What message, a minute or so left, what message out there would you have for people? I mean, you've stepped out there, successful career, you decide to write a book, you send it out trying to get published. Along the way, so many people are afraid of rejections, disappointment, somebody doesn't like it, I can't get a return call to talking to this publisher. What would you offer in terms of inspiration or messages out there for people that would like to do for the first time a hobby, something they've always wanted to do, like you did in writing? How should they go about it? Should they just go ahead and start?
They have to have some inspiration. You know, too many people, I think, too many people retire and do nothing productive.
Yes.
You know, they'll do many, many different things, but not anything productive. But there are some people who do things that are productive, and I think they are rewarded beyond their dreams. I know I'm rewarded having done this. I'm rewarded beyond my dreams.
Well, it's just, you've done such an amazing job, and I'm looking at the picture as we're talking. The YouTube version of this is, of course, up on YouTube, and if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, click on videos, and the video will come up, and I love the grandkids in the background holding a copy of the book, and they got big smiles on their faces. This has been such a great family time for, obviously, for you, Al, and for the kids, and bringing the family together and sharing a really special moment in everybody's lives. Thank you so much for being on the program. How are the other books coming? When do you think we'll be able to talk about those? Are you almost finished with any?
Yes. The next one I would say is about three quarters finished.
Ah, fantastic. I look forward to that, and hopefully we'll have a chance, but we can enjoy what's out there now by Al Shapiro. That's Shapiro. The book is Evangeline Evershine and the Case of the Biggest Disappearance Imaginable. You will love the book. You'll love all the pictures. You'll love the book cover. It's all done first class. The book's out there, and you can pick it up at Amazon, kingpagespress.com, all the usual places. And if you go to our website, you can link on and get information and get actually order the book there as well. Al, it's been a pleasure.
Can I make one more comment?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, although the book is written for children, and I would imagine children would appreciate it, you know, as children will, because they're learning something. But I think because of the subject matter and the facts that are in the book, I think that an awful lot of adults will also enjoy it. And we've certainly given it out to our friends and to relatives and so forth, to the family. And most everybody has enjoyed it. And some of them have actually learned something they didn't know before.
I was going to say.
So I think even the adults will appreciate it and appreciate how the book is written.
Well, it's always good getting sort of a basic scientific explanation of things that we've taken for granted for so many years, and you break it down so well. So this is a great book for family. It's a great book to share with family. The book is Evangeline Evershine and the Case of the Biggest Disappearance Imaginable. Al Shapiro is the author, been our guest on the program today. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.